It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL at 100.3 FM. I'm Andy Bulbarch, and I'm joined by Matt Douglas. You have us for about another 45 minutes or so, but it's time now for our Cavalier Update with Tim Alcorn. It's brought to you by North Ridgeville, convenient Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. They're open every day of the year. You'll want to make sure you pay attention at the very end of our talk with Tim here, because we're giving away some Cavalier goodies. Don't make any plans for election night. That's the only hint I'm giving you from here on out. Tim, what a game last night. Cavaliers took down the Chicago Bulls. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. You just can't get rid of me, can you? Didn't we talk just 24 hours ago, right behind that basket at the South End, and now this afternoon? And, boy, it is good to talk about a Cavalier victory. That was a lot of fun last night down at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
You got Bull and the Bulls last night, and you get Bull again today. So your week has just been full of Bull and Bulls. So we'll start with this, my friend. An incredible night last night for the Cavaliers. Everybody wants Tim Alcorn for three. So let's begin with your three major takeaways from that win last night.
Well, the first major takeaway would be, the outstanding game, and really the outstanding start of the season with Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson. What a 1-2 force they have been in that low block and in the paint area. Double-doubles for each of those guys in the first four games of the season. So that's takeaway number one. Tristan last night, not only with the double-double in points and rebounds, how about the five-block shots? I mean, he was just a man defensively. And Kevin Love, I don't think there was a rebound in the first quarter that he didn't get. So outstanding performances from Thompson and Love, not only last night, but again through the first four games of the year. I would say takeaway number two, I don't know if I would call it a coming out party, but certainly Kevin Porter Jr. Showed some flashes last night of what he really can become, the potential that he has. This young man flashes those brilliant moments, and he really had a few last night that stuck out. He knocked down that first three ball, ironically, as we talk about three takeaways. And he mentioned after the ball game, guys keep telling him to shoot. Once you see one go through, you're going to relax and everything will be fine. So he knocked down that first one last night. And I think you saw really some outstanding play from Kevin Porter on Wednesday night. And then my third takeaway would be this: the continuous improvement of Darius Garland. That young man, he only played five college basketball games at Vanderbilt. So he's still learning, not just the NBA game. He's learning the game of basketball. And he looks very comfortable. He looks very smooth. I think Cavs fans have a lot to be excited about with the future backcourt of Garland along with Colin Sexton. How about the posterized dunk he had at the end? So fun game, electric crowd. Cavs now 2-0 at home. I know John Beilein during the pregame press conference last night talked about the fact that as a young team, you're going to struggle on the road. That kind of comes with being young and learning to fight through adversity on the road. But the first thing you want to do is at least establish some sort of home court advantage. And, hey, the Cavs 2-0 against two pretty good ball clubs at home with victories over Indiana and Chicago. So they'll take it, and hopefully Friday night we'll get that first road win in Indiana.
I'm glad you mentioned the atmosphere and the fact that the Cavs are undefeated at the newly renovated Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. I must say, having been there last night, I was blown away by a couple of different things. A, how well attended it was and the energy in that place. You know, when you're talking about October basketball, that can be viewed a number of different ways, but the atmosphere in that game last night was really something else. You could just feel that place shaking at certain moments of last night's game.
Absolutely, and going back to the home opener last Saturday against Indiana, it was the same type of atmosphere. Aside from just the unbelievable way they've renovated the arena downtown, this is a young, exciting team. They do exciting things. Now, again, a young team will also make you cringe at times, and you'll see that once in a while, but man, when they're playing well, they are fun to watch, and I think the fans are into it. And then as we started the interview, Bull, talking about Tristan and Kevin Love, I mean, those guys have been outstanding in the low block. So if you're a basketball fan, there's a lot to like about this team. And so I think the fans are into it. And obviously, so far they've been rewarded with two home wins. So I think that these young kids especially, they feed off that energy. And when the place was really roaring last night, you could see the guys jumping up and down and getting into it. I mean, it was a fun place to be to watch the Cavs play that game last night.
This is an interesting mix of that youthful backcourt that you mentioned, but there's also at least a handful of veterans on this team as well. And I think that's fascinating, the makeup of this roster. And, you know, not to get too caught up in win-loss totals, especially this early in the season, but you had a lot of people that were predicting somewhere in the area of 25 to 30 wins. I mean, boy, looking at this team now that we're not quite a handful of games into the season, there seem to be a lot of things that you could point to that have you really excited about them far exceeding that win total. I think there are a lot of things that stand out. What kinds of things do you see that stand out that make you think 25 to 30? That seems awfully low.
Well, I'm not going to get into the prediction of win totals because I don't have a clue where that final number will be. I don't think anyone does. But, you know, you look around the NBA, and at least through four games, and that's so early, and it's such a small sample size. I mean, there's 78 more games to be played. But look around the league and kind of tell me right now who's playing better in the front court than Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson. I mean, what a duo they have been. A double-double through the first four games and that veteran leadership. So if that keeps going the way it's going, what a positive trend that is. And again, with young basketball teams, Bull, they're going to get better game by game, week by week. Now, the only thing that you would be concerned about, it's going to be a little bit down the road, but you know, they talk about that rookie wall. And you're talking about a guy in Darius Garland that only played five college basketball games. I mean, he's playing game five in the NBA tomorrow night. So, you know, you wonder when, you know, that rookie wall might hit for both Garland and, of course, Kevin Porter Jr. Now, we haven't seen Windler yet, but that would be a concern. And they really haven't had a long road swing yet. So, you know, we'll see how they fight through all that. But absolutely, there are positive signs. The energy, you know, I talked about it during the broadcast last night with Jim Jones, the competitiveness that they've shown, even in the two road losses in Orlando and, of course, in Milwaukee earlier this week, they have not backed down. They've battled these teams. I mean, Milwaukee, an Eastern Conference Finals team last year, they were within five halfway through the fourth quarter. We talked about that last night on the Countdown to the Cavs show. So, this is a team that's going to compete. Again, where that win-loss total will be when we get to mid-April, I don't know. But they're going to compete every single night.
Yeah, they've been a lot of fun to watch four games into the season. There's no question about that. Again, we're talking with the voice of the Cavaliers, Tim Alcorn. Our Cavalier Update with Tim is brought to you by North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco. A few moments ago, you referenced this incredible start for Tristan Thompson. Now, I'm not sure that anybody saw this kind of start coming from him, but when you watch him, it seems like there's at least a little bit more range to his game offensively. Did you see any of that coming when you were observing him during some of the preseason practices?
I did. He came into practice, as Jim Jones referenced during the broadcast last night, in tremendous shape. And Coach Beilein, I don't know if you read it or heard his comments about he puts his big men through a drill. It's similar to what they used to call suicide sprints if you played basketball. And he wants the guys to complete this feat within 30 seconds, and Tristan did it. He's really in great shape. And then this little hook shot that he's developed, he goes into the paint, and he's developed it with both the right and the left hand. And that's a great weapon. Jim talked last night about the fact it's a very difficult shot to defend because you're using your body as a shield, and then you're putting that right arm up if it's a right-handed shot or left hand up if you're going the other way, and you just can't get the hand up to defend that shot because of the body. Tristan worked on that and worked on that during practice in camp. So I don't know if I saw 20-point-plus games coming out of Tristan Thompson, but I thought he would be more effective on the offensive end. And, boy, he has been that so far. He has just been outstanding through four games.
Yeah,
not to mention, by the way, I know you have a question, but just not to mention, the great job he did on Giannis defensively on Monday night. So he's playing both ends of the floor.
Yeah, and look, I think this is a lot of fun to watch this front court do what they're doing, because I feel like a lot of attention in the preseason was paid to how is that backcourt going to come together exactly. There was a lot of excitement, people thinking that they could replicate what's going on in Portland, but really it's the front court of Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson, I think, that has paced this offense so far. The last time we spoke, you had talked about how in the opener against Orlando, the bench play left a little bit to be desired, and the numbers would certainly back that up. However, it seems like that unit has certainly been a little bit better over the last few games. Have you seen some of that? I mean, it seems like Clarkson and Nance are providing some really good minutes off the bench.
Absolutely they are. I think the first game, that was just an aberration. Jordan Clarkson, I don't have the stat sheet right in front of me. I want to say he was 2 of 12 from the field in that opener. He just didn't shoot it well. That's not Jordan Clarkson. He'll give you double digits off the bench, and he's done so. Larry Nance has been very effective off the bench. And I think Matthew Dellavedova, he's not scoring, but he's not supposed to be scoring. So he comes in, you know, that gritty, in-your-face defense and just running the offense to get the ball in the right people's hands. I think Deli's done a nice job off the bench. So the bench has been much improved. John Beilein, kind of going with that 9-man rotation. And of course, Porter off the bench is a spark as well. So he's just going to get better. So bench play, I think, has really improved since that opening night. And as I said earlier, that may have been just an aberration. I think John Beilein is very comfortable with the 9-man rotation he has right now.
Yeah, and for all the obvious reasons, look, they've won 2 of their last 3. The one game they dropped in that stretch was to the best team in the East in the Milwaukee Bucks. And as you alluded to, they really hung with the Bucks. And I want to stay on that for just a moment here, too, because sometimes you can learn a lot in a loss. And I think that team especially on Monday night learned, hey, you know, sure, we may be a long ways from where we'd like to get to go here, but I think that gave them a little bit of confidence. The fact that until about halfway through the fourth quarter, they were right there toe-to-toe with the top dogs in the East.
Absolutely. Listening to Kevin Love after the ball game, his point was we gave ourselves a shot. And when you're a young team on the road, heck, if you're a veteran team on the road against the number one team in the East, as you just said, Bull, give yourself an opportunity. And they did. They were within 5 halfway through the fourth quarter. Milwaukee won 60 games last year. They bring 10 guys back from that team. And you were hanging with them. You gave yourselves a shot. Now, Milwaukee wins it in the end. So, sure, would you love to win the game? Yes, but Milwaukee won it. But you can walk out of there going, we were right there. You know, as Kevin said, we gave ourselves that shot. Maybe if a couple shots go down or whatever the case may be, you know, we spring the upset. It didn't happen. But as you said, Bull, you can learn from losing. And I think the Cavaliers learned some valuable lessons that night. But they also learned we can play with these teams. Going back to what I said earlier, we can compete. We'll compete with these teams. We may not always win the game, but we're going to compete with these guys night in and night out.
Well, of course, the Cavaliers will be in Indianapolis tomorrow night taking on the Pacers. And it's going to be an interesting little stretch here for the Cavaliers. A game on Sunday, then back home again against the Boston Celtics on Tuesday. So a lot of games coming up here over the next few days. But tomorrow night they're taking out a team they've beaten once already in the Pacers. Tim, let's preview tomorrow night's matchup. Without Oladipo, this is a little bit of a different team, but still a strong team in the East that should be able to get to the playoffs, you'd think, with or without Oladipo.
I would agree with that. Again, last Saturday night, Cavs knocked him off in the home opener. You know, Brogdon's an outstanding player for the Indiana Pacers. I mean, that young man, he's difficult to defend, and he certainly showed that in the game on Saturday night down at the Q. And, of course, you know, Indiana's going to give you some problems. But Evan Sumner, T.J. Warren, Sabonis, and Love had a great matchup Saturday night. So I'm sure they're going to be banging bodies tomorrow night over in Indiana. Miles Turner is a weapon. So Indiana's a team that certainly presents some challenges. But, again, the Cavs are going to compete. And to your point earlier, Bull, about building confidence, they walk into Indiana tomorrow night going, hey, you know, we just beat these guys less than a week ago. So I think the Cavaliers look forward to the challenge, and I think they'd love to get that first road win.
Yeah, no question about that. Certainly looking forward to seeing how the Cavaliers fare in Indianapolis tomorrow night against the Pacers. Tim, as always, we appreciate the time, my friend. Always a pleasure catching up and talking Cavaliers basketball with you, and we look forward to doing this again next week.
Well, like I said, you can't get rid of me. Tuesday, you're back at the queue for a countdown show, so look forward to chatting with you on Tuesday before the Celtics game, and again, we'll chat again next week as far as our weekly Thursday segment is concerned.
Great stuff. Looking forward to that. Again, that's Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Our chats with Tim are brought to you by North Ridgeville Convenience and Oco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Let's open up those phone lines, 440-322-0930. That's the number to call. We're giving away a Cavs mystery prize. To find out what it is, you've got to be the first to call, 440-322-0930. Our Cavalier giveaways brought to you by North Ridgeville Convenience and Oco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Let's get to a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll come back with more after this on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.